Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, January 4th, 2018. Welcome to Day 350. Steve Bannon has received a cease and desist letter from Donald Trump's lawyer accusing him of breaching his confidentiality agreement by making disparaging and, quote, outright defamatory statements about Trump and his family. ABC News says the letter comes after excerpts from Michael Wolff's book were made public, with Bannon calling the Trump Tower meeting with Russians treasonous, unpatriotic, and bad shit. When asked about Bannon's accusations, Sarah Huckabee Sanders had this to say.
Did the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., commit treason?
I think that is a ridiculous accusation and one that I'm pretty sure we've addressed many times from here before. And if that's in reference to comments made by Mr. Bannon, I'd refer you back to the ones that he made previously on 60 Minutes, where he called the collusion with Russia about this president a total farce. So I think I would look back at that. If anybody's been inconsistent, it's been him. Certainly hasn't been the president or this administration.
So to follow up on that, did the president meet any of Donald Trump Jr.'s guests at that June 2016 Trump Tower meeting on that day?
As the president has stated many times, no, and he wasn't part or aware of that.
During the campaign, Trump had staffers sign a non-disclosure agreement, which required all staff to refrain from making any disparaging comments about Trump, his family, or the campaign. Trump's lawyer also demanded that Michael Wolff and his publisher immediately, quote, cease and desist from any further publication, release, or dissemination of the forthcoming book. The Washington Post and ABC News say Trump's lawyers are pursuing possible charges, including libel, in connection with the book Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House, which is scheduled to be released next week. Meanwhile, Axios says Michael Wolff has tapes to back up the quotes in his book, including conversations with Steve Bannon and former White House Deputy Chief of Staff Katie Walsh. On Twitter, Wolff thanked Trump for making his book the current bestseller on Amazon. Breitbart board members, meanwhile, are debating whether or not to fire Steve Bannon. Earlier in the day, Sarah Huckabee Sanders suggested that Breitbart News should consider removing its executive chairman. The Wall Street Journal and Politico say Bannon's billionaire benefactors, Robert Mercer, and his daughter, Rebecca Mercer, have been distancing themselves in recent months. Next up, Bloomberg and NBC News say the White House has banned staff from using personal cell phones in the West Wing. Sarah Huckabee Sanders cited security concerns for the ban. Now, staff will be required to use their government-issued devices in the West Wing, which do not accommodate texting. The White House weighed a similar move in early November after leaks to the media from within the administration angered Donald Trump. Moving on, CNN says Donald Trump dissolved his voter fraud commission. Trump blamed states for refusing to comply with the panel's requests for voter information, including birth dates and partial Social Security numbers. The commission was set up in May to investigate Trump's unfounded claims that massive voter fraud had cost him the popular vote. Next, the Associated Press, the New York Times, and Politico are reporting that Jeff Sessions will allow federal prosecutors to more aggressively enforce marijuana laws. Sessions is expected to rescind an Obama-era policy of discouraging federal prosecutors from bringing charges of marijuana-related crimes or from interfering with marijuana sales in states that have legalized sales of the drug. In February last year, Sessions said that while states, quote, can pass the laws they choose, he said it remains, quote, a violation of federal law to distribute marijuana throughout any place in the United States, end quote. And finally, CNBC, The Washington Post, and The New York Times say the Trump administration plans to allow offshore oil and gas exploration in the Arctic, Atlantic, and Pacific Oceans. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke said the proposal would make about 90% of the U.S. outer continental shelf available for offshore leasing. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Freedom Caucus leaders are calling for Jeff Sessions to step down, citing recent leaks from the Justice Department and FBI. 2. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray met with Paul Ryan about the House-Russia investigation. 3. Dianne Feinstein asked Dan Scavino and Brad Parscale to meet with the Senate Judiciary Committee. 4. More than a dozen members of Congress met with a Yale University psychiatry professor last month to discuss Trump's mental state and recent behavior. 5. Virginia determined the outcome of a tied House of Delegates race by randomly drawing a name from a bowl after the two delegates each received 11,608 votes. The Republican was chosen as the winner and will now hold a 51-49 majority in Virginia's state house. And six, the U.S. will suspend nearly all security aid to Pakistan as frustration mounts with the country's efforts to fight terror groups. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas. What the fuck?